Mapuche representatives who visited Washington recently said they were petitioning the OAS's Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to alert the international community to what they call the persecution of the Mapuche people. The Mapuche and the Chilean government have clashed for nearly two centuries over land and the indigenous group's desire for autonomy in the country's south. The Mapuche, which means the people of the land, were the first inhabitants of the area that today makes up parts of Chile and Argentina. Adolfo Mayobur, the mayor of the town of Tairua, says Chile's 1.2 million Mapuche make up about 10% of the population, but have been declared an enemy of the state. Speaking through an interpreter, he said the Chilean government treats the minority as terrorists.
And so they've currently been applying against us the anti-terrorism laws and the laws of state security with the objective of silencing or annihilating the Mapuche people.
Mr. Mayobur says the Mapuche community has been subjected to police brutality and what he says are illegal arrests. He also cited the killing of a 17-year-old activist, Alex Limon, who was shot by Chilean police during a 2002 land protest. The Chilean government says a shooting occurred during clashes between protesters and police. A lawyer representing the Mapuche, Nancy Yanez, has told the OAS the government's use of the harsh security laws is illegal. Speaking through an interpreter, she said the legislation enacted under former dictator Augusto Pinochet is now being used to crack down on the Mapuche movement.
The right to due process, referring specifically to the anti-terrorism laws and to the law of internal security, laws which were developed during the dictatorship but which are being applied during times of democracy.
The Chilean government maintains the Mapuche activists have engaged in terrorist acts to induce fear, like the arson of government and private property. The OAS says it is reviewing the Mapuche's petition and will follow up by asking for a response from the Chilean government. Under its rules, the state has 90 days to respond. If the OAS feels more investigation is needed after Chile submits its response, an on-site survey would likely be conducted. The Mapuche leaders say they hope the OAS will encourage the Chilean government to recognize the group's land rights and grant amnesty to Mapuche prisoners. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, Washington.